of these on various topics about being a missionary or the fruit of the Spirit, witnessing for the Lord. Each tape has a different topic, but it covers a wide variety of scriptural things. But there are 10 of those, 10 of the patch tapes. And then there are also 4 song tapes that just have songs on them. The favorite song tape we have is called Patch the Pirate Praises. 40 of the favorite Patch the Pirate songs, 40 on this tape, and then a book that goes along, Patch the Pirate Praises. All 40 of these songs are written out for simple piano to play. Lots of kids take their piano lessons out of this book. It's ideal for Awana or for Sunday school classes. Very simple to play, and the kids love to sing along with it. We've got a new Christmas adventure called The Peanut Butter Christmas that, since it's new, we have a lot of kids that still enjoy that one year-round. On this side of that side of the tables are most of the kids' things. On the other side, we have most of the adult things. Lots of moms tell me they like to listen to Majesty Strings during the day around the house. We have Majesty Strings 1 and Majesty Strings 2. This is orchestrated sacred hymns. Just very, very nice listening around the house or at mealtime. We've also got a number of solo tapes, Listen for the Trumpet, Shelley's piano that she's played tonight. The two numbers are on a tape of hers called Piano Praises back there. We've got a number of things back there. We don't get the money that comes in from these tapes. Many of you know my father-in-law, Dr. Frank Garlock, and we work together along with musical ministries. We have about 20 folks that help us to serve the Lord in this capacity and to minister through music throughout the world. And so this is what goes to support that ministry and also continues to produce music for fundamental churches around the world. Talking about music, the Word of God is filled with references to music. If you go through the Word of God and just circle scriptures that talk about music, I've had some people tell me that there are more references to music than any other topic in the Word of God. Now that's interesting. You look at the book of Psalms, for instance, which was the Jewish hymnal. It was all intended to be sung. And you can probably justify the argument that this book is filled with more about music than anything else. Now the music sometimes is about heaven, it's about the Lord, it's about praising Him, but much of this book is about music. If I wanted to be filled with the Spirit of God, how would I go about doing it? Now, I've heard sermons on being filled with the Spirit of God. Let me read you a scripture that talks about how to be filled with the Spirit of God. Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. How do I do that? Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. The Word of God here seems to tell me, if I want to be filled with the Spirit of God, I must be filled with the right kind of music. That's very simple, and yet we often miss that. Also, it says over here, and we spend a great deal of time, my kids go to the BJ Elementary School, and they spend a great deal of time memorizing Scripture. And so we as a family try to memorize Scripture, and we constantly are emphasizing the importance of memorizing Scripture. Well, the Word of God tells us how to be filled with the Word of God. It says here, let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. How do I go about having the Bible indwell me? Teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. I think it's talking about more than just memorizing Scripture. It's talking about letting this Word fill you and live out through your life. How do you go about doing that? Well, this book teaches me if God's Word is going to indwell me richly, I've also got to be filled with the right kind of music. Now, that's very interesting because I know lots of folks that say they want to be filled with the Word of God, say they want to be godly Christians, and yet are not concerned about the kind of music they listen to, the kind of music they sing. I'm not real comfortable admitting this to you, so please don't repeat this. There weren't any Christian schools in our area. I grew up in a public school. On the ball field, sometimes in the cafeteria, they'd have all kinds of rock music and worldly music. It certainly wasn't sacred music playing. And moms and dads, if your young children misunderstand me, please explain this to them. But growing up, I realized that within me was the capacity to enjoy the world's music. I'm not proud of that, but it's true. My mom and dad, my dad's in his mid-70s. My mom and dad would tell you if they go into a Pizza Hut and they're playing rock music, they leave because it just, they can't stand it. It gives them a headache. But, moms and dads, can I tell you where most of your kids live? Most of your kids realize that within them there is the capacity to enjoy the world's music. In fact, and please don't misunderstand me, my old nature likes it. My old nature likes the things of the world. And I find that often people say, well, the Word of God doesn't mention rock music. It doesn't mention country music. It doesn't mention these terms, and so the Word of God really doesn't have anything to say about music. It really doesn't give us any clear standards. But can I tell you that surrendering to God's Holy Spirit and applying the principles of the Word of God gives you very clear guidelines as to what kind of music we ought to allow into our lives. And kids, parents, it will make all the difference in the world what you allow into your life in the form of music. Let me give you just one example. And since I work with music, I receive testimonies about this constantly. I was in Philadelphia, about an hour north of Philadelphia, and a young mother came, or no, it wasn't a young mother. After the service, the pastor's wife came to me, and she was probably in her late 50s. And she said, I need to share something with you. And I've had many share this kind of thing, but this is just one. And let me share this specific one. She said, we had one child, and then we waited a number of years before we had the rest of our family. And when our boy was small, we didn't think music was all that important. So we let him make his own choices. And said he began to listen to some music we really didn't have any appreciation for. But we just didn't think it made any difference. Said when he got to be in upper elementary in his teenage years, his music got awfully raucous and loud. So we got him a headset and his own stereo and said, as long as you do it in your own bedroom and don't bother us with it, that's fine. And then this pastor's wife, a very godly woman, began to weep and said, when our son reached the mid-teenage years, we lost him to the world's music. He left home, he left the church, he left everything, and he hasn't been back. And so often I've heard that kind of testimony. And what I'm saying, teenagers, is not, hey, I don't like it, get rid of it. I'm saying, there's something within me that could enjoy it. And yet as a Christian, what I have to do is what Paul did, is say, Lord, I want to live for you today, and I want to die to my desires. You guide me. Are you doing that with your music? Is your music surrendered to the Lord Jesus Christ? The music that you listened to last week, would the Lord put his stamp of approval on? I'm not saying, do your friends like it? Do I like it? Does your pastor like it? I'm asking, does God like it? Does God approve of it? You see, the Lord has done such good things in my life, I can't help but praise him. Let me give you another passage that talks about music. Psalm 40, verse 3. He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. If I were writing this verse, it would say this. He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall hear it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Now, I misread that verse. I misread one word. Anybody know what the one word was? I said, I hear several of you. Many shall hear it. But the Word of God says, many shall see it. Now, wait, that doesn't make sense. He's put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. The Bible says that the kind of song God gives to me ought to be the kind of song that others can see. Our lives are to be a song of praise to Him. When God took my left eye to cancer, He gave me a song. And sometimes God allows hardships to come into our life, not to drive us away from Him, but to draw us to Him. Are you rejoicing in the Lord tonight? Have you surrendered your music to Him? Have you surrendered your life to Him? Have you entrusted Him completely with your life? Or tonight, is there something in your past that God has allowed into your life that you don't understand? Something that happened to you or your family? And you're tempted to say, "Why, God?" Instead of, "Lord, I don't understand, but I love You with all of my heart." A little while back, there was a gas station put in near our home. And I was driving by one day, and it said, "You get gas here, you can get a free car wash." I'd never had a car wash. I don't think I'd ever had anything but the homegrown version of just washing the car. And so gas was the same price there as everywhere else. So I pulled in, we got some gas, and I asked the attendant, "How do you work that thing?" So we pulled over, pushed a few buttons. My wife wasn't with me, but three of the kids were, and they were about 5, 3, and 1 at the time. We pulled into the car wash like a large glass garage, rolled up the windows, and sat there. Little did I realize what was about to happen. These gigantic, ugly, blue brushes started spinning at our car from every direction. This high-powered foam spray started hitting the windshield, looking like saliva from an angry monster. My kids went absolutely crazy, jumping over the seats, screaming, "Daddy, we're going to die!" trying to get out of the car. Finally, I gathered them in my lap and clutched them tightly as they all screamed and cried and flailed and tried to escape. We pulled out of that thing about 2 hours later. My kids were still frantically looking back, wondering if this monster were going to follow us down the road. It scared them to death. Now, I'm Patch the Pirate. In that kind of situation, I'm supposed to know what to do, right? So here we are in the middle of the car wash, and I'm trying to think, what should I do? And I say, "Children, listen, this is your father speaking." All right. I said, "Now, kids, look, this is a mere momentary thing. It's going to be over in a few seconds. We're going to get out of here. We're not going to have to wash the car on Saturday. It's fine. Just trust me." Do you think it helped? No, some of you, I can see, may have been in that situation too. It didn't help even a little bit. Why? Because with everything going on, and visually, everything they could see happening around them, there was no way they were going to hear what I said. So often, I found myself in a similar spot with God allowing something to happen in my life. And what's He doing? Trying to refine me. He's trying to help me to grow. He's blessing me. And He says, "Trust me." And I look around and see all that's going on and think God's trying to hurt me when He's actually trying to help me. Are you rejoicing in the Lord tonight? Or is there something that God has allowed into your life that the devil has tried to make a wedge in that relationship with you and God? And the devil's whispering in your ear, if God really loved you, that would have never happened. Do you love Him with all of your heart? Let's pray. Father, work in our hearts. Help us to obey You. Help us to follow You wherever You lead us, in Jesus' name. With heads bowed and eyes closed, no one looking around, please. How many of you would say, God has allowed a trial in my life, maybe in the distant past, or maybe just yesterday, but God has allowed something into your life that you have not understood. You don't have a good explanation for. You don't know why. And frankly, it's not real difficult for me to rejoice in the Lord for taking my left eye to cancer because I know why it happened. God showed me very clearly. But where it is hard is when something happens that I don't have the explanation for and I can't explain. And tonight, with heads bowed and eyes closed, maybe there's something like that in your life or in the life of somebody you love and you don't know why and you've been wrestling with it. Tonight, would you simply say, tonight, I want to surrender that thing to the Lord. I want to rejoice in the Lord. No matter what the trial is, no matter what the hardship, I want to be able to rejoice in the Lord. If that's your desire tonight, could I see your hand right now? Just slip it up, hold it up for a second. God bless you and you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Others, God bless you. I appreciate some visitors being here tonight. Of course, the greatest decision of all eternity is what will you do with Jesus? Is he your Savior tonight? If you were to die tonight, would you spend eternity in heaven or in a terrible place that burns with eternal fire called hell? You can know. God shows you the answer of how you can know through his word, trusting in the shed blood of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. If you would say, I'm just not sure where I will spend eternity. I'm not sure of my eternal destiny. I'm not sure. Remember me in prayer. If that's your testimony tonight, I'm just not sure. Would you slip your hand into the air right now? I'm just not sure. Remember me in prayer. I'm just not sure. I mentioned music tonight. Some of you this past week have listened to some music that you know God would not approve of. I'm not asking you to surrender your music to me or to anybody else. I'm asking you as a Christian, would you surrender your music to the Lord? And if he reveals to you what he wants in your life, you're simply saying, Lord, I will obey. I want my music to please God. There has been some music in my life that I believe has not pleased him. And I'm asking him tonight to give me discernment and wisdom and courage to forsake the wrong kind of music and to surrender my music completely to him. If tonight that is your desire, would you slip your hand? I want my music to please God. God bless you, sir. Anyone else? God bless you. Yes, ma'am. Others? I want my music to please God. Yes, thank you. God bless you. Amen. God bless you. I want my music to please God. Thank you, young lady. Over there, yes, God bless you. I want my music to please God. Just slip it up and put it down. Father, we thank you for working in our midst, and I pray, Lord, that you'll help us to seek your courage, to seek your strength, to seek answers from your word every day. We realize the source of strength is your word, and we pray that you'll help us to live in it daily. Give us the courage to do what we should now at this time of invitation. Help us, Lord, to desire to please you more than anything. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to stand in just a moment and sing, All to Jesus I Surrender, All to Him I Freely Give. If God's spoken to your heart about some need, we would like you to come tonight, take the pastor by the hand, and just have someone pray with you, take the Word of God and give you some answers if you're in need of some answers from the Word of God. Maybe it's a decision God just has been speaking to you about. You know what needs to be done and you'd just like to have him deal in your heart tonight. Perhaps God's spoken to your heart about some area I've not mentioned. Maybe you need this to be your church home. Maybe you need to follow the Lord in believer's baptism. I don't know. But whatever God's spoken to you about, would you obey him tonight? Let's stand as we sing together, All to Jesus I surrender, all to him I freely give. You step out as we begin. All to Jesus.
All to Jesus I surrender, all to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him, in his presence daily live. I surrender all, I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. surrender all.
Bow your heads and close your eyes just as the instruments play through again. God spoke into your heart just in the quietness of this moment. Would you take care of those matters with Him? We can be of any help. We can pray with you, give you some instruction from the Word of God. You step out right now, if you would, as we hum the chorus together. Father, thank you for working in our hearts. Lord, if there's anyone with any need, help them to get that taken care of tonight, before we leave tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. You may be seated for just a moment. If God's spoken to your heart about something and you'd like to talk with me or the pastor or Brother Gary, please see us tonight before you leave. We'd love to have the opportunity of just visiting with you a little bit. Now, I do have something here I need to give away. So many have been so good. You've made this a very, very difficult decision. But since I've got more than one thing in here, I'm going to pick two people tonight to give this away to. Let me mention, I failed to mention the tapes back on the table. Normally they're $10, but we're able to make them available for $8 while we're here, or any three of them for $20. So we can't even get them for that in Greenville. So if you'd like them for that, three for $20, we'd love to have you stop back at the table. Okay, well, let me pick out just a couple that I would like to give something to, and I appreciate so many working so hard. There is a young lady sitting on her dad's lap, I think, about third row from the end, right on the end back there. Her dad's got a white shirt and a tie on. If she would come down, I'd like for her to come down and get something that I've got for her. You might want to come with her. She's awfully young. And then there's a young man in a red vest or something right here. Buddy, if you've got that red, white shirt and a red vest, would you come right here? I've got something I'd like to give you, too. Boy, she's young. I didn't see how young she was. I appreciate you all coming down here. Thank you for coming. What's your name, little lady? Joy. Well, that's my wife's middle name, and so I hope... Boy, two real little ones. Okay, well, I'd like to give you what's in here. Let me just ask you before I give here, do you think your mom would let you keep a pet snake at home? The moms don't act very excited at all. Well, that's not what I've got in here, but let me give you what's in here, and I hope it'll be a blessing to you. This is one of our latest adventures, Camp Kukawaka Woods, and I'd like to give that to you, buddy, to be a blessing to you. I hope it'll be a help. Thank you for being so good tonight. Young lady, this is our latest, The Custard's Last Stand, and I hope that'll help you to grow in your Christian walk. You're welcome. Thank you so much. You can go back. I've got one more tape in here. I was watching one more young man. I even peeked during prayer, and he was smiling during prayer. So I'd like to give my final prize tonight to a young man that just did so very, very well. Pastor? Thank you for doing so well. You go ahead and close in prayer. Go ahead.
Tonight.